You are listening to the audio production of Taming the Fingers, Heavenly Wisdom for Social Media by Jeff Johnson, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage and is read by Nelson Graham. Taming the Fingers. This book is dedicated to the loving memory of my father-in-law, Frank Chase, 1955 to 2022, a man who bought the truth and did not sell it. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Foreword by Tim Challies, author of Seasons of Sorrow. It was not very long ago that residents of Richmond, Virginia felt the ground beneath them begin to shake. They did what people do these days. They opened Twitter and shared the news of an earthquake. 30 seconds later, the tremors hit New York City, and by that time, many people had already read the tweets and knew an earthquake was on its way. This was just one demonstration of the incredible power and unparalleled speed of social media. With such a powerful medium in our pockets or our hands at all times, we need to be absolutely certain that we are equipped to handle it well. Because whatever else we know of technology, we know this: it always brings both benefits and drawbacks. Our modern technologies allow us wonderful opportunities to express our love for God and our fellow man, but also horrifying opportunities to dishonor God and harm our fellow man. That choice is before us every time we unlock our device. Thankfully, the wisdom we need is offered to us in God's Word, the Bible. The wisdom that guided our forebears is the same wisdom that ought to guide us today. In this excellent little book, Jeff Johnson teaches us how to master modern-day challenges through words of ancient wisdom. He dives into the Proverbs to teach us that the great challenge of our day is not first one of technology, but one of character. He shows that if we are to serve God's purpose through all these amazing new apps and devices, we will need to carefully and prayerfully tame our fingers. Introduction. Sin does not operate independently from tools. It puts things into its service by the influence of the wicked one. One of those things in the present generation is social media. I began writing this book on the heels of and in response to the events of 2020, which, in my judgment, proved this beyond the slightest doubt. COVID-19 hit us, and when it did, most of us were held up in our homes and frustrated. Some of us were out of work, a good number of us were scared, and nearly all of us had strong opinions about how the pandemic should be handled by the government and by the church. Concerns resurfaced about racism and oppression. The 2020 election for the United States president was a huge matter of contention. The claims of a stolen election, the storming of the Capitol building in D.C., and the second impeachment of Donald Trump were all unprecedented in American history. I was grieved at how professing Christians were acting angrily, sarcastically, or rudely in response to those events on social media. Those events are getting further in the rearview mirror, and things have died down to some degree. But what will the next big thing be that will spark controversy and threaten the unity of Christians? Let me be clear, I am not against social media. I do not believe it was designed in the devil's conference room as he met with the powers of darkness. Thus, the answer is not for us to abandon social media, labeling it as evil. Instructing believers to put down the tool might only serve to feed spiritual pride, resulting in us manifesting the sins committed on social media in some other way. Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Social media can be a wonderful tool to communicate, connect with people, and share a measure of our lives with one another. However, unless we understand how to use social media wisely, we will be accessories to Satan's destructive purposes. Speaking and writing. This book is designed to be intensely practical. In it, I seek to apply what the book of Proverbs teaches about communication to our use of social media. Proverbs has much to say about how we use our mouths and our tongues, namely, our words. The problem with social media is that we might not make the connection between what we say and what we write, type. Scripture, on the other hand, makes a direct connection between what one says and what one writes. God Himself is the supreme example of this. Scripture, the written word, is what He says. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. See Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. The Apostle Paul understood what he wrote in his letters to be no different from his spoken words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?